Cato Railroad track is some of the biggest wild dewberries there, so they're just all that big as your thumb or bigger.
Huh.
That's the only place I ever saw them that big.
Huh.
They have lots of places that's some dewberries, but they're not that big. I don't know why they'd be so big there on that. I was working on the highway up there.
That's strange.
Just there in that one certain place is one of those biggest berries I ever saw for dewberries.
Huh. Do you have snakes on your railroad right away here?
Have what?
Do the snakes get up there?
Oh, yeah. Well, John down here is telling me about seeing one under the old barn. He's down the old home place. He measured about that big, and he said if he'd had on some gloves, he'd grabbed it, and he was crawling under there.
What kind was it?
I asked him. He said he didn't have time to see. If he couldn't have seen, how could he grab it?
Yeah.
I imagine it was some chicken snake or something like that, but since people quit hunting, you know, a long time ago, everybody had a dog, squirrel dog, and there's all somebody in the woods every day. And they's killing snakes then, when nobody hunting now. These snakes are multiplying. I killed a rattlesnake out here when I first moved here. It's 5 feet 9 inches long.
My goodness.
I've killed 2 or 3 since then, but they weren't that big. That fellow down Quentin last year killed one that's 6 feet long.
That's awfully large.
Yeah, for a rattlesnake.
Now how big around will they be? About like
about
that?
About like that.
Yeah, that is large.
But this one that I killed out here had swallowed a full-grown rabbit. And you know, he'd have to be a pretty good-sized snake to do that.
Goodness. Now, do you have other snakes, like rattlesnakes around here?
Yeah, we've got them. When we first built this house here, I killed 9 copperheads first year.
My goodness.
I think I've killed 12, 15 altogether right here.
Huh.
Killed 2 out in the barn last year.
How big do they get?
Oh, they're usually about that long, but they get, well, bigger than be that big around.
Sort of lazy and sluggish?
Yeah, and a rattlesnake is too. They're both sluggish, move around slow.
Except when you get them mad.
Yeah, well, they strike slow though, I guess, because they're just naturally slow moving snakes. You take these coach whips or the chicken snake, they'd move in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mentioned the copperhead. Is that harmless?
Yeah, he's most next to the rattlesnake and being the most poisonous.
Oh.
And then the cottonmouth, that's the 3 poison snakes we have here, is the rattlesnake and the copperhead and the cottonmouth.
Do you have many of them around here?
Yeah, there's lots of them on the creeks. Of course, they're waterlogs, not cottonmouth either. But they claim that's the only 3 poison snakes we have here.
Well, that's plenty.
Yeah, that's enough to
that's
watch.
That's about 3 too many.
Yeah, too many for me.
I don't like rattlesnakes, but I understand them a little better than these others. I know enough to say at least the snake runs away from them.
Yeah, but they won't all warn you.
Yeah, that's right. You get them in the mad season.
I know a boy that got bit down here between you and Clinton. He said that snake didn't rattle before it hit him. You've always heard the rattlesnake give you warning. They don't always do it.
Now, what season of the year was this that he got hit?
Well, it'd be, as well as I remember, it's long in the summer.
Uh-huh.
He liked to died from it. He was sick a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Liked to lost